Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, April 18th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
What's up? Good morning. Happy Friday.
Morning. And Jason Bishop.
It's Friday.
Running the three-man show. EB's out today. And I believe on Monday, although he didn't seem to be aware, I know that I'm off next week, but I couldn't take Monday off. So I'm Tuesday through Friday because EB had taken a week. The Montgomery County Public Schools, which is where my son goes, they're off this week. My daughter, she goes to a private Catholic school. She's off next week. But my son is going to disrespect his classes after Tuesday, and then we're going to hit South Carolina.
Very good.
But couldn't go. EB's out on Monday, even though he seemed unaware of it.
I mean, he's traveling all the time. Like, I could understand him, like, not remembering, like, if he's leaving on a certain day.
I'm telling
like
you,
if he gets
10 weeks of vacation.
You're convinced of it?
So somehow
he gets launch an investigation.
He gets more weeks than we do.
I'm surprised everybody's in this morning. There was, like, just traffic Armageddon around the DMV today.
I guess I missed it. I got lucky, I guess. I don't know.
What, around the Beltway? Or?
Well, I think that, I don't know if it was shut down, but the American Legion Bridge, which is the way that I usually, I go from Maryland into Virginia, and I take the GW Parkway. That was a mess. I heard the BW Parkway was shut down.
I must have just missed it. I had smooth sailing on the Buffalo Wild Wings Parkway, and no issues.
Yeah. So,
but trust me, when it happens, it's a debacle. I'm like, now if it happens before the split where you can go down into the city off to the right, that's when it's a real disaster. I mean, it's just a matter of timing. Yes, I got lucky.
Did you pass the RFK site this morning?
I did, but it's in darkness. So
yeah.
I'm barely awake, and it's still but dark when I drive past that part of the city.
Hey, can I ask for my $2 bills back?
You can ask for them.
Are they gone?
Why do you need them back?
Well, I use them for tips for my guys. Because those are still my $10.
It is. I owe you $10.
Well, hold on. Valdez, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
All right. I gave JP $10.
Let's do some accounting here. Yeah.
He gave them to you.
Right.
And you got pissed. You didn't like them. So you just gave them to Cakes.
No. He gave them as making change. Because I owed him for the golf win. So I gave him a 20 spot. He gives me the $5 $2 bills.
Okay. Well, that money's still mine. Because I paid I'm so confused.
How does this make sense?
I paid Valdez.
Make it make sense.
$20.
All right.
$10 for me. $10 from JP.
Okay.
For the golf bets.
All right.
All right. Okay. JP gave him $10 for the $2 bills.
Okay.
Right. That I had given to JP because I owed him.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
JP gave it. He didn't want those, so he gave them to you as part of the change.
Right.
But that money was still mine.
You're saying you never got your change back.
Correct.
Okay. I don't know.
So that $10 is still mine.
I don't understand. So how am I going to be made?
Fuzzy math.
How am I going to be made
whole?
How is
it fuzzy math?
Well, no. So okay, I give
math?
No. So
here's
I give
you owed me $10, right? So you gave me $10.
I can't do this. Right. Let's just work this out.
I gave you $10.
All right, Jason owes JP $10.
I gave you $10.
We should have done this at 9.
You gave me $10, right? Boom.
Yeah.
Okay. Now right. I owed Valdez $10.
So you gave it to him.
So I gave Valdez the $10, which was the $2 bills.
Right.
Now you haven't paid Valdez yet.
Not yet.
I've paid him. Valdez has my $10.
So right. I got it.
But I gave him $20, so I paid him for you again.
Oh, well, that was stupid because, of you. Why would you pay twice?
No. This because I didn't realize that Valdez was giving the $2 bills back to him as part of change. I thought he just didn't want the $2 bills, so he just gave him the cakes.
Okay, you thought this was just a gift.
But essentially, I gave him $30.
All right.
Because I gave them the $2 bills, plus I gave them $20 in Venmo for you and me.
I mean,
so that money still mine.
This is more confusing than the
really
I was on the chalkboard during Goodwill Hunting.
It's really not confusing.
Or Matt Damon says, "You know how easy this is for me."
I'll tell you what. Give me $4 so I can tip my guy today. You can keep the other $6.
Give Jason a Fields medal.
All right, here's your four.
All right,
I don't know where I stand at this point. I think I got it.
There you go.
Okay. I think
that's going to tip the caddy. I mean the valet.
I think that means I owe cakes 10.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
Okay.
Well,
Not sure.
You know what? Pry it out of Drab's cold dead hands because he still hasn't paid me for it.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck. You know, I just feel like I'm getting bamboozled over here somehow, but
you're not.
Whatever.
You're not.
I'm not?
No.
Okay.
I'm speaking the truth. I'm doing the math correctly.
All right, I'll have to trust somebody in here is doing correct math.
So I hooked the valets with $100 a month.
Yeah.
I just do the monthly. He does this daily thing. He's probably saving.
Nickels and dimes.
He's definitely saving.
Yeah, of course.
He's definitely saving. I just am not going to carry $2 every day.
No.
Actually, I guess $4 or $5 every day.
I pay the valet like $2 or $3 on the drop-off and on the pickup.
Okay. So you're hitting them twice a day.
Okay, but maximum is 25 a week.
Yeah.
Right. I'm paying 25 a week regardless if I'm doing 100. Well, yesterday, my guy who I like, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
That's all he ever said.
Kind of caught me in a weak moment because I very rarely have cash, and I realized, I have cash. You know what? I'm not going through this dance anymore of doing an envelope and writing my name and writing the month. So I go, hey, while I have you here, let me just pay you for. And what I do now is I give I'll call him afternoon guy, pickup guy. See you tomorrow. I pay him.
Yeah.
And then I pay the morning guy separately.
Got it.
Right. So I pay $50, $50. He caught me, man. I only had 20s, so I just gave him 60. I just hooked him for April.
Sometimes that happens.
And he puts it in his pocket. There's no chance he shares it.
Yeah. No, of course.
But I don't care. I like seeing him.
No, Yark shares. That's who I get.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Yark.
Yeah, 100%.
He's a good guy. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's
what about the young kid? The young kid that's there sometimes. He's on. He's like
on Tuesday. On what morning?
Yeah, he's usually Tuesday, there Wednesdays? On Tuesdays. Maybe
in the morning.
Yeah. No,
I don't. Yeah, I don't tip him.
He's sleeping in the ballet closet.
Sure. Oh yeah,
he's always sleeping.
Well, why wouldn't you be at 5 a.m?
That guy's sleeping all the time.
5:15 a.m. You're the only dummies that are driving up there
that
at that
true.
Time of the day
that
for the most
true.
Part. I mean, I haven't been there in a while, but the only other actions going on in that corner, I mean, could be something shady or it's people waiting for an Uber. Like
correct.
To go to the airport.
Correct.
That's
sometimes there are
happening.
Families leaving early.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, so we got that all taken care of.
Okay, good.
They told me that they sleep from 2 to 5 in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They need to sleep at some point.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. I mean, back when Cakes was my boss at Wild World, which is now Six Flags, I had this position eventually called, I think they called it Morning Boy.
Yeah.
Where the park opened at 10.
Mm-hmm.
but they wanted some people to come in early to change the oil, like on the fryers.
Had to get the place ready for business.
And set up the stands early. And I would get there 7:30-ish, 8, and nobody was at the park.
Mm.
And I never really did much. You change the fryer oil. You're supposed to change it every day. I don't know that that happened.
Yeah,
and I'll be honest, I felt guilty about it because sometimes I would just be laying on a bench or something, trying to catch some Z's.
It's all good.
And then one day, I think Cakes botched the schedule and he double booked it. And there was this kid named Derwin.
Not surprised he
did. And Derwin saw me and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm morning boy." He's like, "No." And what Derwin did is he used to get there early and just play on the arcade games.
Oh, well, that's, you know what? That's industrious of him. Mm-hmm. That's probably what I would have done too.
Okay, because I did not do the double dip fade bet against the Washington teams last night.
It would have been lucrative. And it would have paid you.
Because I just didn't know what to. I didn't know who was playing for the Caps. I had no idea.
Right.
When we talked to Dowder yesterday, he had no idea.
Right.
Yeah, he played. He played 16 minutes, 15 and a half minutes, whatever it was. So it looks like most of the guys played.
Yeah, but it was new goalie.
It was a new goalie.
Clay Stevenson got his first NHL start.
Never heard of Clay Stevenson.
He got pulled up from, I believe, Hershey.
Right.
Class move by the Penguins. And I know you don't want to give the Penguins much love.
I'll give them respect because they gave Ovi a standing ovation at one point.
I heard the Ovi cheers there. So,
and look, I think that's Ovi's last game there, but they're obviously just acknowledging him breaking Gretzky's record. Mm-hmm. But I would guess when Malkin and Crosby play their last games at Capital One Arena, they're going to get people standing up and cheering for them.
Sure,
like
they
people respect the greatness and realize what those guys, especially Crosby, have done for the league.
So Crosby and Ovi, did they come in the same year?
I think it was 1 year apart.
1 year apart, okay.
Let me double check.
That's kind of crazy that Crosby is still putting up 90-point seasons.
Yeah.
He's got 91 points. I think I saw this morning it was his ninth 90-point season. I mean, he's 37 years old.
Right.
So he's a little bit younger than Ovi, but he's still cranking it out. Man, it's incredible.
So Crosby went 1 in the 2005 NHL draft.
I'm guessing
Ovi was number 1 in 04.
Okay, so they're a year apart.
Yep.
Okay. You're right. But, I didn't really know what to expect last night. I didn't know they were going to play the Stevenson kid, so I just stayed away.
Pretty good 1-2 in Ovi's draft. It was Ovi and then Malkin, back-to-back.
Not bad.
It's pretty good. It's pretty solid.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Well, your playoff schedule is set.
I know. I was hoping for Sunday. Game 1 Sunday afternoon or maybe even Sunday evening, but it's Monday.
Monday, Wednesday.
Which gives us something to kind of look forward to Monday morning on the show. We'll be pumping up that game on Monday. So
7 o'clock Monday, they will host the Canadiens.
Yep.
And then it's on every other day.
Every other day.
Wondering, should I reach out to a good friend and see if I should go to game 1 or game 2 at home? Wondering. I'm pondering.
Yeah, Monday
or Wednesday. I can think about it over the weekend.
or you could fly to Montreal for game 3 on Friday.
I mean, I could.
Yeah.
Hey, my cousin lives there.
There you go.
Never been to Montreal. I know it shocks people. Never been to that dot on the map.
Anyway, 7 o'clock puck drop on Monday, game 1 against Montreal.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067 or on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back, Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV running the three-man show. Jason, you love day baseball. Do you love day baseball when your team can't score?
Oh, man, it was kind of hard to watch. I didn't watch a lot of it. I watched up until the PGA Tour coverage started for the RBC down in Hilton Head. So I probably watched the first four innings. But, yeah, it's been a struggle. They scored seven runs total in the series in Pittsburgh. Seven runs. Yeah, lost three out of four. They've lost five out of six. Ain't good.
It's going to lose you a lot of series when you score that few runs.
Correct. Now, so if you look at their total runs scored, they've got 77 runs scored, I believe. I'm not sure where that ranks. But they play Colorado this weekend in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Colorado scored 52. All right, so Colorado can't hit either.
Yeah. Take a lot of unders, even though it's Coors Field.
It's like, Coors, that's true.
I'd be a little bit worried about taking unders at Coors Field.
But even true. But even Colorado, when they're playing home games, they haven't been scoring very well. So. But they haven't played a ton of home games. They played the Brewers at home. They got beat 17-2 by the Brewers and Coors a couple weeks ago.
To be fair, their 77 runs scored in the NL East is second only to the Phillies. The Mets have 76, the Marlins 75. The Braves only scored 61.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a bunch of teams in the hundreds already.
Yeah, they were hitting the ball much better a couple weeks ago. The bats just went dead in Pittsburgh.
Dead
ski. I mean, seven runs in four games. Pfft, terrible. So let's see what happens when they go to Colorado and go to Coors. I got three in Coors tonight.
I mean, it's understandable
and Sunday.
When you get shut down by Paul Skeens, but when you get shut down the next couple of games, too.
I know.
I'm pretty sure it's snowing in Denver all day.
Oh, is it really?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that game might be fainy. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
It's snowing in Denver in late April. I mean,
it's the Rockies.
I guess so.
They're a little higher up.
I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe you could check it. So I was watching some of the draft coverage because we're 6 days away from the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And I'm watching ESPN and Lewis Riddick was on and I can't remember who told him. They're like, hey, Lewis, you're going to be in Green Bay for the draft.
Right.
And he was like, yeah. And they said, you better pack your parka. And he said, why? He's like, yeah, it's supposed to snow during the draft.
No, it's not.
Right?
I looked at the weather the other day, and it looked like in the 60s, but I mean, okay.
Maybe the guy that was just messing with
that. Was a 10-day, you know, projected forecast. Who knows? I mean, the weather can change, especially up there. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was cold up there in April. I mean, it's Green Bay.
Sure.
In Green Bay right now on Thursday, I got a high of 59, low of 47.
All right. So it's like here.
Yeah, somebody gave Lewis Riddick some bad intel.
Maybe they're just messing with
it. Oh, yeah. It's going to be warm today here. It's going to be 78 here today.
Tomorrow it's going to be like close to 90 degrees.
I know. I'm not happy about that. I got to put the AC on tomorrow.
Well, it's a lock. You should probably put it on today to get ready for tomorrow.
I don't know. I think I can handle today. But tomorrow, if it's going to be 88.
Oh, if it gets anywhere near the like high 70s or 80s, that AC is already on at the Casa de Cakes. Yeah.
It's early in the season, but Dylan Cruz, 140. Luis Garcia, 180.
Mm-hmm.
Even James Wood, who's hitting a bunch of homers, 229.
Yes, not good. Haney got him twice yesterday. Haney was throwing from down here. I mean, he was throwing. His arm angles were changing all over the place. So, especially for a left-handed hitter, probably wasn't very easy to see those. But, yeah, I mean, look, five hits. I think they had five hits a couple nights ago.
I think they only had three a couple nights ago.
Was it three? Okay. All right.
I'm gonna double-check that. So, that'd be eight hits in two games because they lost the last two. Lost 1-0 and 6-1 in that 6-1 game. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Yeah, three hits.
Oh, okay.
Eight hits in two games.
They got eight hits in two games.
It's pretty brutal.
So hopefully when they go to Coors, the bats heat up a little bit. They need Cakes. They need to get some wins here. They're 7-12. You know, I'd like them to be nice to win the series, but they can't keep losing 3 out of 4. That's not good
need
for our bet.
Flirt around 500.
Correct.
They were just there a couple days ago.
I know, but they're
it's a long season.
I understand.
You guys already sweating your baseball bet?
I mean, not yet. I'll really sweat the Nat season long bet in. Check back with me in August. August, I'll be really. If they're not close, then I'll be in panic mode.
Right.
Right now, it's just entirely. It's not even May yet.
But after they get back from Coors, they got to play the Orioles for three. Now right. The Orioles are off to a rough start too, and they've got some crazy injuries in the rotation. Grayson Rodriguez now, his shoulder's bothering him. He might be done for the year, Valdez. I'm not convinced he's coming back anytime soon. Then they got the Mets for four. Then they got to go to Philly for three. So they got Orioles, Mets, Philly after the Rockies. And the Rockies are 3-15. You've got to win that series. Sorry, you just have to. Even if your bats are dead, they got to liven up a little bit.
It's frustrating because you win the World Series. That's great. And then you just have losing season after losing season. And we have faith in Mike Rizzo, and they have these young guys. But I saw Jason Worth was commenting that he believes what they're missing in the locker room is, he said, a Jason Worth or Adam LaRoche. Now, they brought back Josh Bell. They've got some veterans.
He's all right. Bell's all right.
Brought in Nate Lowe.
He ain't great.
Nate Lowe was like with the big spend.
Good defensive player, yeah. But, you know, the bat's just okay, in my opinion. I mean, Abrams has been out. It'd be nice to get him back, put him at the top of the order. But, you know, he's hurt his hip flexor, or his quad. I think it was his hip. So they need to do something, man. But going out to Colorado, the ball will be flying a little bit, so hopefully they'll take 2 out of 3. All right, so Caps Monday night. Are you still feeling the same, Cakes? Or are you still? Because I'm a little concerned.
I'm
based on how they've played
I'm
the last.
I'm still very
weeks.
Confident.
Okay.
Now, if the Canadiens come in here and boat race us in game one, and they look fresh, and the Caps still look
so, your confidence level lethargic, right now to win the series, I'm guessing, is about an 8. It's not. You can't say 10. It's got to be about
8's a good number.
All right. Mine's probably about
8's a solid number.
Mine's probably a 6.
I'd say I'm in between you and Kate.
Six okay. and seven.
Now, if they lose game one Monday night, your confidence level probably dips to about a 6. Mine dips to about a 4.
Oh, if they lose game one, mine dips, probably gets cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
Goes from an 8 to like a 4.
Yeah. Ooh. Now, if they boat race them and they win 5-1, okay, then I'm feeling really good. But,
right.
You know, anything can happen in playoffs. Anything
certainly.
I said this yesterday. I heard Barstool Nate on with be Mitch and Finley, mm-hmm. and he went through several of the recent Stanley Cup champions, and none of them really were on a tear heading into the playoffs.
Okay.
You do kind of wonder if they can just flip this switch. They did have one good game recently, the game before this last one.
Correct.
And Doubter said that it was important. He said that they played the way that they were playing when they were winning a bunch of games. And he also said he liked the game, which they lost on Sunday against Columbus. And if you did go back and look at it, he pointed to the analytics. So I went back and looked at it, and they did outchance them, outshoot them, one more face-offs. They just didn't put the puck in the back of the net,
mm-hmm.
which is the most important thing. But I don't know.
Look,
he sounded pretty confident.
On paper, the Caps are much better than the Canadiens.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because, I mean, they score more goals. They're better power play. Their goals against is better.
Better goaltending.
Better goaltending.
All around, just a better team.
Yeah, it's just a better team.
You're talking about a one seed against a wild card team.
I mean, if you look where the Caps rank in a lot of those categories, they're, you know, top five, top 10,
mm-hmm.
and Montreal's in the 20s. So on paper, they're much better. But it's the playoffs. I mean, anything can happen. It's like you got to wipe it clean.
Yeah, Bruins fans a few years ago were saying, well, we're clearly better than the Panthers.
Correct.
I mean, we're the one seed. They're the last team in.
Right. I mean, that's one of the best regular seasons ever.
Then they got dispatched.
So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about Montreal. I know they got the Suzuki kid. I'm not sure about their goaltender. But anything can happen in the playoffs. I'm just hoping that Washington can liven up a little bit.
Well, Ovi hasn't slowed down.
No, yet.
Still scoring goals. What is that, 897?
Yeah, I had to update the goal tracker. I'd been remiss, so now we're good. We're at 897. 900 on deck next season.
It's crazy.
900. This guy.
Why are you giving me that look?
I'm just letting everybody know. Just respect the greatness. That's all.
I had totally forgotten that Ovi drinks soda during the game.
I mean, it's such a great move. How long has he been doing that?
I think his whole career.
He's been just slugging leaded Coca-Cola in those Gatorade bottles?
He was telling, I think it was McAfee,
yeah,
when he was on, and people have brought it up before, that anytime you see him drinking from a water bottle during a game,
yeah,
it's Coca-Cola.
I mean, that's...
It's the most perfect thing for Ovi.
It seems like an Ovi thing. I mean, the guy just loves to down chicken parms, and instead of like a hydrating sports drink... He's just getting loaded up on sugar and down in Coca-Cola.
Can't hate on it.
I mean, loves Subway, loves Cheetos. He is who he is.
At his advanced age, I would recommend Coke Zero because it's zero calories. But how can you argue with the results? I mean, the guy has nearly 900 goals. Greatest goal scorer of all time.
I think he'll burn off that Coke
during
the game.
Yeah, I think he's, you know what, Ovi? You keep doing you. You keep doing your thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't expect Thompson to play in game one. You expect Chucky to play game
one. I don't expect Thompson to be there in game one.
Right.
I wouldn't be shocked. I was thinking about that this morning.
I'd be kind of shocked.
Because Coach Carberry came on this week, said that he's skating.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They bring up the guy from Hershey yesterday to play. They want to keep their opponent guessing.
Mm. Yeah, I would just be surprised if after almost a three-week layoff, Logan Thompson gets a call in game one.
But overall, his body of work this season, and I know you're going to point to recent.
Yeah.
Overall, his body of work was better than Chucky's.
Definitely. I mean, there's a reason the team...
So if he's healthy, wouldn't you play the better goalie who had the better season?
I just have a hard time just tapping that guy on the shoulder for a huge playoff game one when he hasn't been in the net for almost 3 weeks. I'm going to ride with Chucky for game one. And hope we win.
All right,
game
so
one.
If Chucky stinks, then do you go to Logan?
Because
whenever you go to Logan,
you're
going to have that same issue where he hasn't played a game.
Mm-hmm.
So would you rather that happen in game two if they were happen to lose their first one?
I'm not ready to rip the Band-Aid off on game one. For whatever reason, I just feel like we need Chucky in there because he's been
facing
a lot of bullets.
Do you throw him in there if you
bullets.
Somehow have a lead?
Thompson?
My point is if you're up 2-0, you're not going to take out Chucky.
Right.
So then he's just on ice the entire – basically, you're committing him to being on ice the entire Stanley Cup run.
It's quite a conundrum you're making me face here this early in the day.
I would probably agree. I don't think they'll go to Logan game one. But if they lose 4-3 or 5-4 yeah. game one, Logan's going game two.
That's correct.
Now, if they lose 2-1 and Chucky's really good, I think almost, maybe he'll go back in game two.
I think just barring Chucky playing like a complete animal in game one, mm-hmm. like say he saves 30 shots and lets one in, the Caps win 3-1. If he does that, he's back. He's got to be back in the net for game two.
Right.
But
I agree.
If he just has a mediocre to shaky performance, it's going to be, I almost envision Thompson in game two outside of almost every other scenario. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's going to be Chucky in game one, see how that goes, and then you kind of ease into Logan Thompson in game two. That's just my guess. How would I know? Do I have a direct line to Coach Carberry and his decision-making process? The answer is no. Of course I don't.
It'd be interesting to see what
they're thinking. Just throw darts at a board over here.
But no, I agree. I think if Chucky plays well in game one, he's going game two.
Right.
He'll be there. If he plays average to below average, you're going to see LT in game two.
I would think.
Especially if they lose, because game two is pretty much a must win.
You need to split on home ice.
It's pretty much a must win.
If you drop game one.
Right.
Who would you start?
Well, if LT is like 100% and is looking good in practice, mm-hmm. he still has 3 more days to recover, get healthier, I might go LT.
That's going to be your guy?
I mean, if he's the better goalie, if he's the better guy and he was all year, I think I'd go with the better guy. But I understand what you're saying, throwing him. He hadn't played in 3 weeks and you're throwing him in game mm-hmm. one, but you got to play him sometime.
And a lot of his recent performances have been not been great.
Well, hopefully that's how the team is played.
Hopefully the offense. Hopefully the offense takes the pressure off the defense.
Look, I hope you're right.
And they score 4 or 5.
I hope that's the case. I hope they pepper Montembeau mm-hmm. with just a bunch of shots, and he's not the second coming of Yaroslav Halak from 2010. That guy lives rent free in my brain.
He does.
And I hate him because when he came here and played with the Caps, he refused to go into a game because he didn't want to play against his former team. I hate that guy.
Forgot about that.
Going back to our athletes we hate draft mm-hmm. from a few days ago, or people we hate in sports, I forgot him. Yaroslav Halak.
Well, I know this. If LT plays, Cakes is on a heater. Not betting on the Caps in game one because Cakes has doubt in Thompson.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go against Cakes right now.
Oh, I like this.
He has a gut feeling that he's not ready, and it's a bad idea to start him in game one.
If I see
Lawrence Taylor out there in game one,
then you're betting on the Habs.
I think I might sprinkle a few bucks on the Habs.
Okay. All right. I like that you're on my side.
I think Cakes is right though. I think Lindgren's going to go game one. I don't think they're going to throw LT.
I think he is too. Unless he blows him away in the morning skate before game one, I think it's going to be Chucky.
Yeah, I agree.
And hopefully Chucky's up to the task.
But I'm going to be doing the emotional hedge play.
You mean betting on every Montreal? Night?
Probably.
Wow.
I mean, unless the Caps are up 3-0, I'm not going to bet game four. I'm not going to bet Montreal in game four.
Right.
But certainly to start the series, I'm going to bet on the Habs. Mm-hmm.
All right, got to take a break.
Hope you lose.
You want to chime in?
So do I.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be right back.
By the way, I reset the what was the OV goal counter now to 16.
Because that's how many wins to win the Stanley Cup.
We need 16 dubs to get the Stanley Cup.
We need to cover the goals to go. Can we get some tape and put dubs?
Sure, we can do that. I'll get some light masking tape today, and I'll just cover it up and write dubs to go.
I like it.
So now we're counting down playoff dubs with the Ovi Great Chase counter.
Hey, we should mention on this station today, 106.7 The Fan, Every hour we're giving away Caps playoff tickets. It's not going to be a game.
Nope.
It's going to be caller number 9.
Correct.
Every hour, There'll be a chance for you to win tickets.
Starting at the 8 a.m. hour.
8 a.m.
8 a.m. through 5.
Till 5 p.m. That's some reason I wrote 8 a.m. to 5 a.m.
What are you doing over there? I mean, we have a lot of Caps tickets, but not that many Caps tickets. So people should keep listening all day long to 106.7 The Fan. If you want to be in the building for free, because that's the best way to do it.
So we were talking about the Caps, but the Wizards seasons, of course, came to a close. It might be a while before they're in the postseason again. But we kind of knew this, and most people have been on board with the plan. They were sick and tired of the either play-in games, early exits in the playoffs, or just missing the playoffs with 30 wins. So this year they only won 18 games. They didn't even win 20 games. In an 82 game season, that's pretty bad. Here's what their GM, Will Dawkins, says about the timeline for the Wizards moving forward.
What conversations have you had with ownership about the organizational timeline? Would they be okay with another season that looks like this last one with low wins and a focus on player development?
I think I wouldn't focus on wins and losses. Like, it's hard to predict what that is, but the ability to continue to steady grow, we haven't put a timeline on when we want to get there. We want to make sure we're providing the runway for guys to take off and play young players, and I think we did that this year, and we'll continue to do that next season. And you saw the young lineups. You'll see a few more next season for sure.
I like Will. He loves to use that word runway.
Right.
Oh, does he use that a lot?
I think so. Yeah. Even though they won 18 games, look, I'm a basketball fan. I root for the Wizards. It felt like a better season than what they were doing during the end of the Bradley Beal era. Right?
Right.
Didn't it feel better?
Well, you feel like they're building towards an actual goal instead of just
hovering,
spinning their wheels, winning in the mid-30s of games, trying to get a play-in spot. Mm-hmm. Like, getting one of the last playoff spots available. Like, you feel like there's going to be years of pain, but also development along the way. You're hopefully going to see these young players develop year after year after year, and then after 3 or 4 years of it, hopefully, you have a playoff team, a perennial playoff team.
Right.
That's the goal.
I will say I was a sucker for the very brief Russell Westbrook era.
Right. I know you were a huge fan. And look, Russell Westbrook clearly has a lot of game left. Just having him here with that other collection of talent around him, it just led more to kind of what the Wizards' present brass is trying to get away from.
They got hot that year in the second half. They ended up finishing with the 8 seed, and they lost to the Sixers. They crashed against the Sixers 4-1. Now, that was against the Joel Embiid 76ers team. But if you look kind of at the end of the Bradley Beal era, and John Wall was part of this, Scott Brooks was the head coach. I mean, the records were 32-50, 25-47, 34-38. That's the Westbrook year. Then Wes Unseld Jr. takes over, 35-47, 35-47. All right, now the last two seasons, crash out, 15 wins and 18 wins.
I'll be
but
honest.
I actually feel like it's better.
I don't have one memory of the Wizards playoff loss to the Sixers in the 20 and 21 season. I can't remember.
They just got dominated.
I can't remember one play. I can't remember one signature moment for the Wizards in that playoff appearance.
I remember that was the COVID year, correct?
2021, yeah.
Yeah. Because we were doing the shows from home.
Right.
And I remember talking about it and watching, like, I wasn't watching the full games, but watching highlights.
I couldn't tell you one thing about that series.
And I agree with JP. Yeah. I just remember them just getting housed.
Right. Yeah, they got housed. Yeah, just they got dominated. Destroyed. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, do you remember anything about their series against the Raptors a few years earlier?
I remember Paul Pierce hitting a massive shot in that series.
That was
Paul Pierce called game. Yeah. That
wasn't that the year before?
I don't think so. That was against the Raptors, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they played the Raptors in the first round, I believe, of 2016-2017.
They did not. They played the Hawks.
Oh, okay.
And then they lost to the Celtics.
Yeah. I remember that year more because that was a year that
the Raptors,
there was hope.
Like the Raptors series, at least there was something memorable that came out of it. The Sixers bludgeoning, I don't remember anything about that. It's an utterly forgettable iteration of the Wizards.
My point is, even though they won 18 games, to me, it feels better than these seasons where they were 32-50,
right.
25-47, 35-47.
Actually,
well, Sunseld's 2 years, they finished 12th in the Southeast. I'd rather tank and grasp at Cooper Flag than miss the playoffs going 12 games under 500.
The Wiz did play the Raptors in 14-15. So maybe that was the Pierce. They swept the Raptors in the first round there. So maybe that was the one that I was thinking about.
All right, but Will also talked about some other things. So let's go to the second clip from Will.
We enter into the playoffs. It's us there for a while, not in and out. And to do that, we got to build slowly and build the right way. And while we understand we're not close, we are closer. And that's the goal every single season.
I like that.
Not close, but closer. And by the way, Paul Pierce was not part of that team.
Oh, he was
2014-2015.
Gotcha. Okay, so it was a few years prior.
Yeah.
Oh, because that's right, because they played the Raptors twice.
Right. But I knew it was against the Raptors. That I did remember. At least that was memorable.
That was 10 years ago.
3 years off.
That was a few years off. What do you want from me?
That tell you that there haven't been that many great memories coming from that arena with the Wizards.
I mean, trust me, that I do know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what Will Dawkins is saying is it's obvious. Nobody thinks they're close.
I love what he's saying about he doesn't want it to be a one-off where they just qualify for the playoffs and then they're out for 2 or 3 years and then they pop up again. Like, he wants this to be a year-in, year-out team that can win 45 to 50 games once he gets all the players in there that he wants. Hopefully that comes to fruition.
But again, you've got to hit on your draft picks, especially when you're drafting the top two or three.
Right.
And they took Sar in two, whoever they get this year, whether it's Cooper one or, you know, if it's Harper two, whoever they take in the top two or three, you got to hit on those guys.
I think Sar's a hit.
If those guys flame out, then you're even further back.
I think Sar's a hit. I don't know how great of a player he's going to be.
Yeah.
But he's been a good rookie.
I would agree.
So we'll see if he continues development. I think
I assume he's going to get better.
I think Bub, especially if you look at where he's drafted, that's a home run.
He seems like just a stud so far.
And George had moments.
Yeah.
And even A.J. Johnson, you throw him in there, also had flashes. So you know how with Adam Peters, people love to say, "In Adam we trust," the GM of the Commanders.
Sure.
Just put faith in him. Apparently there's a motto for Will Dawkins too.
How does it make you feel when the fan base, the official motto is "Let Will Dawkins cook"? I'm not on social media, so I don't follow it as much. But I would say the organization cooks, and led by Michael Winger, who I learn every single day under him. I'm so grateful to be under his guidance, and he puts us all in a position to do our job. And I have an embarrassment of riches around me. Like, it's a joke that I can go to Michael for anything and leadership and guidance. But also Travis Schlenk, who's done the job at the highest level, who Troy Weaver, who just turned around a franchise, Amber Nichols, who was on the grind every single day. Like, most people don't have the assortment of talent that we have. just as evaluators, peer evaluators, but strategists and innovative thinkers. So the group is deep. And I think, DA, to kind of answer your question, like why you feel good about what you're doing, what you're changing, the people in the building and how they think. And we've been in a lot of different places that have done well, and you can't replicate everything where you've been, but we take the different ideas, get in a room, and I'm happy that I'm very often not the smartest person in the room so that we can learn and grow and get some stuff done. And I think that's what we do. We're a big community, so we're trying to let the Wizards cook, but we're not cooking enough yet.
Will Dawk is just a master class in just saying the right thing,
yes.
being like a great face for the front office. I'm kind of smitten. He's my guy. I love some Will Dawk.
I like Will too. And here's the thing.
I think we all like him. I just started thinking in my head, if it doesn't work out in about 3 or 4 years, we should save this clip.
It's fine.
Because we might all turn against someone when they have like 5 straight losing seasons.
I mean, I don't think I was ever this smitten with Ernie or Tommy Shepard or anybody else. Now, those guys may have had their moments, but Will's my guy. That's just my guy.
But this is what you know about Will. He's got a plan.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's got a plan.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's going into each year going, all right, let's hope it works this year. With what we did on, you know, with the roster.
Right.
He's got a plan going forward. Now, whether it works, we'll have to wait and see. But at least you know, and he's done this before, that he knows what he wants to do. And he's slowly, like he said, they're slower. They're getting to their point. They're closer to where they were last year. Closer. Now, it could be an inch closer, but at least he's got a plan. So put faith in it.
He said, not now. Close, but closer.
He said closer. That's true.
Yeah, he's telling you to be measured in your expectations. Don't get crazy. Don't get over your skis thinking they're going to be a 50-win team next season.
Took a while for Detroit. They, you know, a lot of times I bring up Oklahoma City because these guys from Oklahoma City and there was a turnaround. But look at Detroit. Detroit sucked for probably 5 straight seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Drafted guys like Jaden Ivey and Cade Cunningham, and finally they're an up-and-coming playoff team.
Correct.
It took a while, yep. though.
Yeah, but those guys all got fired.
All the guys are running the front
That's
office.
That's true. Yeah. I'm just saying that the team is getting better.
Well, yeah, it took like 10 years.
Hey, I wouldn't expect the current head coach to still be the head coach of the Wizards when this team finally gets good again, because it usually doesn't work out that way.
Probably not going to be the case.
Cannon fodder is what you are.
Yep.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. When we come back... What the hell is Aaron Rodgers doing?